This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome, this is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. The father of waters again goes unvexed to the sea. That is so close to sounding like Shakespeare with its rhythms. But yes, it's Lincoln, the great admirer and reader of Shakespeare. In a long letter he wrote to be read at a major political rally in Springfield, Illinois, late in the summer of 1863, the year of the Emancipation Proclamation, as well as Union victories in Gettysburg and Vicksburg, turning the tide of the Civil War. Unvexed. Imagine a river being vexed and then unvexed. Poetry. This is personification with depth. Lincoln attributes to the great Mississippi River, just then liberated by General Grant at the city of Vicksburg, a body of water that wants to flow free. The river, in poet Lincoln's mind, is troubled and vexed with its state of being in Southern slavery and race hatred. Like America and Americans, it wants to flow free. The river and the people have been vexed, troubled by slavery, by civil war. And the river, all tied up in knots, confused and at cross purposes, is now open and free, as the country will be soon as well, unvexed, without vexation. This poetry about a river is a key to Lincoln's spiritual life, and here's how. All religions and spiritual practices see extraordinary natural places as meaningful. Rivers, for one. The Ganges River in India, the Jordan River in Israel, certain desert places and mountains as well, Mount Sinai and the Ten Commandments, even the Buddha and his tree. Rivers, along with the frontier prairie, always figure in the development of Lincoln's real life and his mind and spirit. Twice he took flatboat rafts down the great Mississippi to New Orleans, like Huckleberry Finn. He captained a steamboat unsuccessfully down the Sagamon River, not unlike Mark Twain. The river was his escape from his father and a life of subsistence farm labor. He earned his first real money, 2 half-silver dollars, ferrying travelers from the shore of the Ohio River to mid-river steamboats. In the classic Henry Fonda movie, Young Mr. Lincoln, we see the river portrayed 3 times. The director, John Ford, knew what he was doing. And a film critic wrote about Lincoln in that movie, his, Lincoln's, consciousness is the center of the movie. And it remains as much a mystery as the river that is constantly evoked. Unquote. The river in that great 1939 black-and-white movie is the backdrop for Lincoln's love and then loss of Anne Rutledge, their courtship, and then her grave. It is the river that grabs his attention when young Mary Todd is trying to flirt with him at a social ball. And it is the river that his traveling sidekick says is what is always on Lincoln's mind, as if, his simple friend remarks, he is in love with the river as most men love a woman. Actually, that's true. The spiritual power of his river focus is that the river is a parable for Lincoln's reflections and his introspection, his love. Looking at the river is his yonder way of looking at the distance of history and the world before him. And looking at the river is how he dwelt with the inner recesses of his mind and heart. In January of 1853, Lincoln went to a lecture by the great Ralph Waldo Emerson in Springfield, Illinois. He was at a loss to know what to do with his life and career. He heard and later read Emerson say that, quote, all life is a search for power, unquote, and that all power is of one kind. Quote, it is a sharing in the nature of the world. To Lincoln, rivers defined the nature of the world, just like the unvexed Mississippi defined the freedom sought by Americans. Emerson went on to say that the human mind that is parallel with the laws of nature will be in the current of events and strong with their strength. The river of history was, to Lincoln, the real current. History was the event of those currents. His mind was aligned strongly with the strength of the laws of nature, two of which, of course, were freedom and equality. So also might we become unvexed and flow freely in the strong current of history, the political mysticism of democracy, and, like Lincoln, be carried down in honor to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.